After a more than 24-hour manhunt, the FBI says the young woman who made unspecified threats against Colorado schools was found dead this morning from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The threats put schools in the Denver area on lockout on Tuesday and closed hundreds more along the Front Range today. KUNC's Aaron O'Toole spoke with our Lee Patterson, who has been following the story.
Now, there are still a lot of things we don't know about 18-year-old Sol Pais, an exact motive and what plans she may have had going into the 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting, which is on Saturday. Lee, what more did you learn at this afternoon's FBI briefing?
Well, we learned that law enforcement had been looking for her in the Mount Evans area, which is in Clear Creek County. She was last spotted in that area on Monday, and the FBI says she was actually dropped off there by a for-rent vehicle. Here's Special Agent in Charge Dean Phillips, and he's with the FBI.
And during that search, we found the body of Ms. Pais. She appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
They believe she used the firearm she purchased legally at a Littleton gun store on Monday. And in a tweet today, that gun store wrote that they had no reason to suspect that she was a threat to herself or to anyone else, and that they were very sorry to hear of the outcome of the situation.
Now, can you just show up and buy a gun like that?
So in Colorado, you have to be 18 to purchase a long gun from a federally licensed firearms dealer. And if you pass the background check, there's no waiting period. In Colorado, you don't need a permit or a license to own a gun.
Now, the FBI in Denver started looking for her after she purchased the gun. Why is that?
Well, so there are two main reasons. Number one, the threats she had made, both online, using her social media accounts, and also to other people. We still don't know much about those threats other than that they weren't specific. They weren't related to any specific school. The FBI also mentioned another red flag, which was strange activity.
Things like buying three one-way tickets in consecutive days. Very unusual activity.
She did that?
She did.
She did take one of those flights from Miami to Denver on the 15th.
So where do things stand with the investigation? I mean, things have been moving very quickly on the story.
Right now, law enforcement is working to make sure that Pais had no accomplices working with her on anything related to these threats. And they're also reviewing her social media accounts and also an online diary that they say might belong to her. They're also interviewing people who she allegedly talked to about these threats. And although there weren't any specific schools targeted, as I mentioned, there were a lot of closures today. And during the press conference, a reporter asked Dean Phillips, who's with the FBI, what he would say to parents who think that all of these school closures were simply overreach.
As a parent, I would say thank you to the school system for protecting my child.
That was KUNC's Lee Patterson discussing the latest developments in the search for Sol Pais. Lee, thank you.
My pleasure.
Now, we reached out to Columbine High School officials to see if they would be holding classes tomorrow. Superintendent Jason Glass says, yes, they will be open.
We're planning on returning to normal school operations tomorrow with heightened safety and security procedures and ongoing vigilance in the days to come.
Most of the districts that had been closed today will reopen tomorrow. Aaron O'Toole, KUNC.